We're going to play a game this morning. You like playing games? You like playing games? We're going to play a game this morning. It's called the quiet game.
That's easy.
Yeah. It's called the quiet game because you have to be quiet. You have to be quiet. You can't talk. You can't whisper. You can't laugh or giggle. And there's a prize for the person who doesn't do that while we're sitting up here. So if you talk or laugh or giggle, you're out of the game. Okay? So first one to do that's out of the game. But the last one that makes it all the way through is going to get a prize this morning. Now, so all you have to do is shake your head. Now, if I ask you a question, remember, you can't talk or you're out of the game. Okay? Got it? So what do you think? Do you think it'd be easy to not talk for a whole day? How about a whole week? Month? How about 9 months? You don't think that would be easy to do? No? Well, we have a Bible story this morning about somebody that couldn't talk for 9 months. What do you think about? Great big eyes here. No talking, but a great big eye. 9 months. We got a story in the Bible in Luke. Chapter 1 about Zechariah. Zechariah was a priest, and he was married to Elizabeth, and they were pretty old, but they were both really good, really godly people, and they really kept God's laws, and they really took care of the people around them. They were very good Christian people, but they didn't have any children. And they didn't think they ever would because they were really old. But one day, Zechariah was in the temple and an angel came to see him. And the angel said, "Your wife Elizabeth is going to have a baby." And Zechariah said, "I don't think so." He said, "You don't understand. Elizabeth is old and I am old and I don't think we're going to have a baby." And the angel said, "Yeah, you're going to have baby. Elizabeth's going to have a baby, and not only that, you're going to name him John, but because you didn't believe me, you're not going to be able to talk till the baby's born, 9 months away." And Zechariah couldn't talk from that moment on. He couldn't talk. He did sign language, and he wrote on tablets, but he couldn't say a word. So one day, 9 months later, Elizabeth had this little baby boy, and there was all their friends and family around. And everybody was like, "Oh, what a beautiful baby. We should call him Zechariah after his dad." And Elizabeth said, "No, his name is John." And that really startled all their friends and family because Elizabeth was old and Zechariah was old. They thought they should name him after his dad. So they asked Zechariah, "What are you going to name the baby?" Zechariah said, "Bring me a tablet." He didn't say that, actually. He motioned and gave him something to write on. They brought him a tablet and he wrote down, "His name is John. His name is John." He wrote right on the tablet, "His name is John." But at that moment, the Lord opened his mouth, and Zechariah could talk again. "You guys have done good. I'm impressed." I was sure that was not going to work this morning. But at that moment, Zechariah could talk. As soon as he said his name was John, now the people, what do you think they thought? They are really good, aren't they? We're going to play this game every Sunday. Oh. But the people thought he was crazy. They couldn't believe that they were going to name him John, but they also, as soon as Zechariah could talk, they realized that the Lord had had a hand in this, and they knew that that little baby was really something special. Was really somebody the Lord had put on this earth for a reason. Do you know who that baby was? You can talk now. Do you know who the baby was? John? John who? I like this game. That baby was John the Baptist, and he grew up to prepare the way for the Lord. And here's what Zechariah had to say. You, my little son, will be called the prophet of the Most High because you will prepare the way for the Lord. And that's what John the Baptist did. And that's our story today. And you're all going to get a prize. Okay? You're all going to get a prize. I got prizes for everybody. Here's a prize for Nicole. And here's a prize for Lauren to go with her purple. Nicole likes purple bracelets. Ooh. And Katie's got a prize. I got one down here. And there's one for Raven. So let's remember that the Lord not only caused Zechariah not to be able to talk, but he had a reason for that. He had a reason to show the world at that time that John was born to prepare the way for the Lord. Let's bow our heads. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you that we are also put here to prepare the way for the Lord. We ask that you guide our every step, bring us closer to you, and help us to tell others about the coming of Jesus Christ. In Jesus' name, amen.
Okay, whoa. Linda's ready here.
All right, folks, it's Loud Sunday. Here we go. Raven and Lauren go one way, and Katie and Nicole, come on.